This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call it 664-SEASONS.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Clay, what do you think about this trade for the Bears?
I actually love this trade. And you know, the Jonah Jackson trade, I had some reservations just because of his availability of missing 29 games and out of his last 51. But Joe Tooney hasn't missed a single game the last two seasons. He's played in all 20 games this year when he was obviously made it to the Super Bowl. This guy is durable. He's missed 7 games his entire 9-year career. So that's the first thing. He's going to be there. This guy is going to play. And not only is he going to be available, he's going to play at an extremely high level. This guy's got better every year he's been in the league. We obviously know he's a former All-Pro, back-to-back Pro Bowl seasons. And he is the thing you everybody should know about Joe Tooney is he's getting made fun of a little bit for being too smart. The guy can pick up a playbook. He's known in college. I think he graduated summa cum laude. You know, he'd be a guy, you come in and you would give him the smart jokes. You know, the people don't do dumb jokes anymore. They do smart jokes. That was something that we used to tease Joe Tooney about. My former roommate, when I played in New England, me, Joe Tooney, and Ted Karras had a big house together in North Attleboro. Awesome guy, but he is extremely intelligent, knows a ton about football, has great technique, knows how to pick up a playbook, and I think that will help the rest of the guys that offensive line.
But would he do the dishes, Clay? Did he clean up after himself?
Well, we had a maid, man. Come on now. We're going to training camp. We had a lot of business to do, so we had a cleaning lady for sure.
So, Clay, obviously he had to play left tackle out of necessity in Kansas City. He also has probably more experience, better experience, as a left guard. You know about the Jonah Jackson trade. He's probably better at left guard. There's some flexibility here. You don't want to get too caught up in the weeds about who plays where, when, but it is a fair question. What do you think the Bears will do? Is Tooney a left tackle at this stage of his career?
Absolutely not. This guy is best served at a guard. Jonah Jackson or Tooney, I think both have position versatility. They're both veterans, and one thing you do in practice, I mean, every team I've ever been a part of does this, and not all the time, but during training camp, during OTAs, all right, you take the snaps at center, you take the snaps at left guard, you take the snaps at right guard. You make sure that these guys can play other positions. And with Jonah Jackson and Joe Tooney, I am very confident that both these guys can play right or left guard. They might even be able to play center. I know Jonah Jackson had a little bit of time at center. I'm not sure that's where you see him. Obviously, I still think the Bears got a hole to fill there. Drew Dahlman would make a lot of sense. Obviously, Ryan Kelly is a little bit older of a guy that could make sense there. I want to see a veteran in front of Caleb Williams to help with protections. But I see him as an offensive guard. In necessity, if, say, you don't bring in a left tackle and Braxton Jones goes down, he's shown he can play left tackle. He can play right tackle. I'm not telling you this guy's intelligent, man. He could play any position on the offensive line. He is that smart. He knows his steps. He knows the angles. He knows his reach blocks, his down blocks, his double teams. He is just an extremely smart and technical player. And I played with him when he was a rookie. And to see a rookie come in and be able to pick up that New England Patriots offense the way he did, I mean, to me, it was special. He started every single game as a rookie for the Patriots in Josh McDaniels' offense. That's almost unheard of.
So you spent 8 years in the league, so you're in a lot of different locker rooms with five different teams, Clay. You know the value of experience and what it means when you say the guy's a winner and he comes in there and he's part of that winning culture. What does that mean in this context? You're familiar with what the Bears have been through. A lot of last year was a disaster, both in the locker room and on the field. What kind of things can Joe Tooney bring to that locker room at Hallis Hall?
Oh, man, he's played with two coaches that, I've spent time with. Obviously, Andy Reid in Philadelphia, the coach that drafted me. He's been with him the last four seasons, won two Super Bowls with him, and then Bill Belichick. He is going to have an attitude that will transfer over to a lot of these other players. Seeing how he works, he's not a talker. He's not a guy that's going to go talk to the media and air all your dirty laundry. You know, you do that in New England, you're going to find yourself on the first plane out. You know, you leave practice early because you got benched. You might as well jump in your car, start the engine, and drive home. I mean, he's going to bring an aura of professionalism. You have to have a professionality about yourself to play in the places he has and to be successfully seen. I think that is something that players will see. You bring a young guy in, it's a guy that can be a mentor. Okay, follow this guy. This guy's a Pro Bowler. He's won four Super Bowls. This is how he wants your career to turn out. And just see how meticulous he is about studying. He's in the front row of meetings. He's a guy that's asking questions, that knows his stuff, that's staying after practice, that's putting the time in the weight room, in the film room. He's in the training room. That's the type of stuff that you see from a guy like Joe Tooney. And he's doing this when he was a rookie. And obviously he was following guys like, you know, Nate Solder. We had guys that he learned from, you know, when we were young with the Patriots, you know, and I think that's a lot where he learned his style from, and he's going to pass that down to this next group of offensive line.
We're talking with Clay Harbor from the Chicago Sports Network and former NFL player for eight seasons in the league here on The Score. 312-644-6767. Let us know what you think of this Bears trade for Joe Tooney, giving up a fourth-round draft pick to the Chiefs for a proven veteran, a guy that can either play left tackle or, as Clay pointed out, left guard. Clay, so you know the Bears situation. You know what draft picks, how many they have in the first. They have four of the first 71 draft picks, I believe, in their needs that exist. That may have changed now. How does getting two starting offensive linemen, two veteran guys in the last 2 days affect, if at all, their draft philosophy?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, this opens up the draft board to the Bears. I mean, you don't have to draft a need, and huge need was obviously interior offensive linemen. If Will Campbell was there, we're talking about him. Armon Membu is a guy you want to look at. Now I feel like you can kind of go the best available player, and I still think, obviously, center. You weren't going to get a center in the draft regardless. You have to go out and you have to sign a center. You want a veteran center, a guy that knows the calls. We've talked about this, Dave. We've talked about it here and on the Big Pro Football Show. Guy that can set up the protections, that knows the correct point. When I mean point, the center can come out and say, okay, this is the Mike linebacker, and all the protection is based off of that. Now, Caleb can just look at the safeties. He can look at the defense, and the center can take control of a lot of the protections. Give me a veteran center. After that, now you have Darnell Wright and Braxton Jones opened up the 10th pick. You could still use some depth at left tackle, at right tackle, even at guard, because Jonah Jackson I don't think is very dependable. But you can now wait until those second two picks with 39 to 41 to maybe get an interior offensive lineman or a swing guy. Now at 10, you can realistically go best player available. I still think they need to go D-line or O-line. The trenches are more important, but I think this opens you up to the possibility of a defensive lineman, opens you up to the possibility of maybe if you fall in love with someone somewhere else, it's not as crazy to think they could even go for a skill position player. A
couple of minutes left with Clay Harbor here from the Chicago Sports Network. All right, let's talk about the Jonah Jackson trade for a moment. That happened yesterday. That's old news by now because of Joe Tooney news today. But what are the Bears getting in a player who, as you pointed out, on X, and I think it was really astute to see this early on, he's been less available than Tevin Jenkins over the last three seasons, and yet the upside might be higher just because of his athleticism and because he's played in Ben Johnson's offense before.
Yeah, David, yeah, we talked about this on the show last night, but he's a guy that has tremendous upside, but when you do look at it, we're talking about he's only played in 29 of his last 51 games. This guy's missing almost half of the games he's playing in. So you have to have depth there just in case, like you needed for Tevin, like you needed for Nate Davis. But I think when you know this guy played for Ben Johnson, this isn't Ryan Pohl falling in love with Ryan Bates or Coleman Shelton, from afar. This is Ben Johnson being with this guy for 4 years, seeing how he works, seeing his versatility, seeing how he plays, and saying, hey, I want this guy. I think this guy can still play. I'm confident in him, and you got to trust what Ben Johnson has seen up close and personal. This guy had the best offense in the league last year. He had a top-five offense, scoring offense, the past 3 years. He is a brilliant offensive mind and had a great offensive line. He knows what an offensive lineman looks like. So for me, I'm just trying to stop right there and not look at all the injuries. In 2023, 2 years ago, he missed 6 games for 3 different injuries. When I start seeing multiple body parts, that's something that starts to, okay, this guy is brittle. He only plays in 4 games last year, okay. But Ben Johnson has seen him. Ben Johnson has been in a huddle with him, a locker room with him. They've seen him interact with players. They've seen him as a leader. He wanted him. So for me, you got to think that Ben Johnson knows something that we don't.
Last thing, Clay, you know, when people have success, whether it's in sports or whatever, nobody really cares who gets the credit. But when you look at these last two moves in succession, yesterday we were praising Ben Johnson because that was the guy that he targeted. He played for him before in Detroit. Today it's Joe Tooney because maybe the connection with Ryan Poles. Do we make too much about who deserves the credit with and have moves like this? Because these are moves that are back-to-back. You were talking this morning about the Ben Johnson effect, and now it looks like it's Ryan Poles' influence. It just looks like, big picture, they seem to be working well together.
Yeah, I mean, these guys are tied together. Their success is married to each other at this point, so I think we can stop trying to give the credit to one over the other because, I mean, we're going to start crossing our eyes. We're going to be trying to decide who made what move eventually. So I think good job on Ryan Poles if he is listening to Ben Johnson, which seems like he is. Obviously, Ben Johnson's telling him at the least case scenario that these are the type of guys I want, the type of guys that have position versatility, the type of guys that can play this type of scheme. And Ryan Poles is going out there and getting the job done. He's making sure the cap's in place. He's making sure that they can fit him within their system and within their financial structure, which – Ryan Poles has done, one thing he has done is created these opportunities. If you were in a position with cap where you were struggling, you wouldn't be able to take advantage of an opportunity to go get Joe Tooney, to go get Jonah Jackson for a late round pick. So I think Poles deserves credit, and obviously Ben Johnson does deserve credit with his offensive brilliance.
Clay, great stuff. Appreciate you jumping on this morning. We'll see you tonight on the Big Pro Football Show at 5:30. Keep up the great work.
Yeah, appreciate it, David. Talk to you later.